This is St. Louis Public Radio. In the wake of the Great Recession, veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan came home to an economy in tatters. As part of our continuing series on the recession, St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard talks to local veterans who recall their struggles to find work. 10 years later, the unemployment rate for veterans is at record lows, but many veterans are still underemployed.
6 years ago, thousands of well-wishers lined the streets of downtown St. Louis on a crisp January afternoon to welcome home veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The parade was a rousing patriotic celebration with floats, marching bands, and cheering crowds, the first of its kind in the nation. But many of the veterans honored on that afternoon in 2012 were unemployed and struggling, like Iraq veteran Rob Rossfeld, who served 8 years in the Army. When he returned to St. Louis that January, the national unemployment rate for veterans was nearly 10%. He couldn't find a job, and he and his wife were expecting their first child.
It was hard. I was unemployed for 8 months after coming home before I found a part-time job that, you know, it was hourly and even at full-time delivered about half of what I was used to making as an Army officer. So that was shocking and surprising.
Rossfeld left the Army as a captain. He had a college degree, was trained as a military engineer, and had leadership experience. But employers weren't interested. He enlisted in the Missouri National Guard, partly for the health insurance and partly to lessen the culture shock of the civilian world.
That was an important piece of continuity when I was figuring out where and how to find a job in the private sector.
Rossfeld also joined a nonprofit group that was helping unemployed business professionals during the recession. There, he learned to network and how to fine-tune his resume. He worked several jobs, stepping stones, before being hired by Boeing as a contract analyst. He's 39.
Veterans are an adaptive and a successful bunch. You know, we don't succeed in military service by not taking action or by sitting back on our heels.
Josh Hirschbacher directs the Veterans Center at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. He points out that the unemployment rate for veterans was 3.4% in September, a record low. But one-third of veterans are underemployed for their skill levels. He says a major problem is that employers don't take their military experience into account.
You've done 8 years in the military. You understand collaboration and teamwork. You've carried the responsibility that other people haven't. And companies need to realize that piece and say, it's okay to start you off slightly higher on a pay scale.
Hirschbacher says veterans who enlisted right after graduating from high school usually have limited job opportunities. He encourages them to use their military benefits for higher education and training so they can land higher paying jobs. About 350 veterans work at the General Motors plant in Wentzville. It's one of the area's largest employers of veterans. Army veteran Ron Lane works on the assembly line, installing heat shields on trucks and vans.
Our main goal is to maintain a clean, safe environment and have fun at the same time. I love my job.
Lane says GM is a good fit for veterans because of their ability to work together as a team. He's the Veterans Committee Chairman for United Auto Workers Local 2250, which represents union workers at the plant. It's his way of continuing to serve. Lane is 36 and had his own job struggles after leaving the Army in 2010. He was hired by AT&T and then laid off during corporate downsizing. After months of looking for work, he attended a veterans hiring fair where he was recruited by GM. He has advice for veterans who are struggling with unemployment.
Seek out another veteran, stay the course, stay motivated, because there were some days where I didn't think that I would ever have a good job again. I didn't know what my future looked like.
There are nearly 4 million veterans of the post-9/11 era. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, their most common occupations are as managers, truck drivers, police officers, and security guards. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.